Hello, my name is Lisa Elvins Del Torre, and this is my channel, Haroot Will Travel. I'm a genealogist and a passionate traveler. Most of my videos have been about travel or understanding various locations, but in this special series, I'm focusing on a subject that is near and dear to my heart, the story of the Filles du Roi, or the King's Daughters. In this series, I'll be focusing on individual biographies so that we can get to know as many of these amazing women as we can. Please let me know in the comments below if there's one Filles du Roi in particular you are interested in, and I'll try to move her to the front of the line. And please don't forget to subscribe to the channel, click on the notifications alert so you'll know when I post new content. And if you like this video, you want to click like, and that will help me out too. Let's get started, shall we? Now, this program, Les Filles du Roi, was begun by Jean Talon. In the video 2.0, Les Filles du Roi, which is on the channel, I kind of go into great detail about how the program was started and why, and what was included in all of it. So, if you want to have a look at that video to give you some background, that would be a great place to start. Let's have a look at the lady we're going to feature today. Now, as many of you know, I usually feature or have featured my own great grandmothers. But in this special series, I am going to focus on Jeanne Frésel, who is not related to me, but is in fact the great grandmother of two of my dear friends. And they know who they are because I told them. And we're going to have a look at this lady named Jeanne. Where is Jeanne from? Jeanne was born in 1653 in the parish of Saint Nicholas in Paris, France, in the third arrondissement or section of Paris. You can see it on the map, number three, called Le Marais, which is one of the oldest sections of Paris. Her father's name was André Frécel, and her mother was Marie Avise. Now, the Catholic Church of Saint Nicholas des Champs, where she would have been baptized, was built in the 15th century in the late Gothic style. It's located at, I'm going to give you the address, 254 Rue Saint-Martin in that third arrondissement. The current church was built between 1420 and 1480 and enlarged in the 16th and early 17th century. So it was, in fact, the church very similar, you know, to what it would have looked like when Jeanne was baptized. Very cool. Upon her father's death, she was recruited to be a Fille du Roi and left for Canada at the very young age of 17 on the ship La Nouvelle France. And she arrived in Quebec City on the 31st of July, 1670. She brought with her a dowry of worth £800. Seemed like a lot, so I actually Googled it. And do you know how much it's worth in today's dollars? $200,000. So I don't know what her father did. And where that money came from, but obviously she was not a pauper. So let's have a look at who she chose. The groom she selected was named Etienne Jacob, and he was born about 1649 in the parish of Saint-Germain. His father's name was also Etienne, and his mother was Jeanne Beljean. Don't you just love these names, Beljean, which literally means beautiful legs. I wonder if she did have them. I have no idea. And so the parish of Saint-Germain is actually found in the first arrondissement, the first section of Paris, and it's also known, the first arrondissement is known as the Louvre, and it's found on the right bank of the Seine River. And it is one of the oldest areas in Paris, and it is where the Romans conquered it in 52 BC. It's the least populated of these all the cities of arrondissement and one of the smallest by area. And most of that area is taken up by the Louvre Museum, the Tuileries Gardens, and the Forum des Halles, which is the largest shopping area in Paris. I need to go there for sure. The current church, the church in this area, was called Saint-Germain-l'Auxerrois. And the current church was built in the 13th century, and from 1608 until 1806, it was the parish church for inhabitants of the palace. And many notable artists and architects who worked on the palace have have their tombs in the church here. Since the 2019 fire, which badly damaged Notre Dame in Paris, the Notre Dame de Paris Cathedral, the cathedral's regular services have been held at Saint-Germain Church, which gives you an idea of how large it is. The illustrations here left depicts the church and its surroundings from the 15th century. Etienne came to New France sometime in mid-1665. He works as a servant to Antoine Berceau de Châtillon, and subsequently he's working as a laborer in Beaupré. And following this, he was working for another Antoine, this time Antoine Cass, also in Beaupré. And in a strange twist of fate, before we leave Etienne, I want to make sure to point out that Etienne and Jeanne are both from Paris. The first time that we've seen this in this series, she was born in the third arrondissement, which I've circled in purple, and of course he was born in the red arrondissement. So I just think it's kind of neat that they both were from Paris. I'm sure there are other examples, but this is the first one we're coming up to. Remember that Jeanne arrived in New France on the 31st of July. By August 31st, she had met and become engaged to Etienne. However, something happened to cause the engagement and the contract to be annulled. Change of heart, cold feet. But true love prevailed. And on October 10th, there they were in front of the same notary, and this time it stuck. And on October 14th, 1670, they were married. Jeanne also received the king's gift of 50 pounds, as if she needed it with that 800 pounds, but there you have it. And this is the example of or the marriage record, which lists all of their information. So where do they settle? Etienne and Jeanne begin their life together in a place called L'Ange Gardien, which literally means guardian angel. Now, for those of you who are familiar with Quebec, there are several other municipalities that are called L'Ange Gardien. This one is found in the Montmorency area of Quebec in the region. And it is a small parish. There's it's a small town, about 3,700 people live there currently. And as you can see by the map on the left, you can see where L'Ange Gardien is in relationship to Château Richer. It's right on the route 138, which is the route of the king, the route du roi, that we will be, by the way, talking about in another video. But L'Ange Gardien actually began in existence a very simple way. A mass was celebrated in 1664 in the house of Jean Trudel. And in so doing, they kind of established their own parish. And over time, they built a church, first out of wood and then out of stone. It was built in 1675. They finally got a stone church, which is around the period of time that Etienne and Jeanne would have been living there. And the fact that it was so close to the sea, to the river, and also across from Indorléans, it was in a very pivotal place. And I suspect this is part of what led to the success of this couple, and we will explore this momentarily. Now, Etienne climbs the ladder of success. He, in 1667, is named the Sergeant Bailiff of Beaupré. By 1680, he's named Notary of the Seigneurie of Beaupré and also on the Île d'Orléans. If you'll remember, we talked about where he's living, right across the river. 1683, appointed Clerk and Notary of the Seigneurie. And by 1689, he's promoted Judge of the Beaupré. 1703, he becomes Bailiff Judge of the Saint-Laurent village. So this is really a remarkable accomplishment for all that he's, and he continues to be a farmer as well. So I just think that's remarkable, all that he achieved. And I have to think that Jeanne had something to do with it. Now let's have a look. They also were busy. Let's have a look at their family. They had 9 children, 7 girls, followed by 2 boys. Let's talk about Angélique, married François Meusnier and had 11 children, 10 of whom made it to adulthood. Angélique happens to be the great-grandmother of one of my friends. who can claim this. Marie Ursel married Louis Fafard dit Norval and had six children, all of whom make it to his altar. Then we have Marguerite, who marries Pierre Trudel. I remember that name, Trudel. I suspect that's the same Trudel that had his the church service in his home. And they had six children, all of whom make it. Marie, which is the great grandmother of the other friend of mine, marries Prisque Lissau and had 11 children, seven of whom make it to adulthood. Anne marries Joseph Roussin and had six children, four of whom make it. Madeleine marries Alex Godin de Châtillon and had 13 children, listen to this, all of whom make it to adulthood. Just remarkable. Catherine marries Antoine Godin and had five children, all of whom make it to adulthood. Joseph marries Madeleine Caron and had six children, five of whom make it. And then remarried François Constantino and had two more children. And Sin died around the age of one. It's important to note that the surname of Jacob from this line could only be carried through one son, Joseph, who had three sons helping this surname survive. So that's amazing. And this is one of the reasons why we don't often hear that last name. Because of the fact that there was only one son, and the fact that, you know, it has kind of remained in history, Angélique and Marie being, for example, the great-grandmothers of my friends, and they wouldn't have heard the name Jacob until we climb that ladder and we find our fille du roi. Now, Etienne was dismissed as a judge in 1712 due to his age, and because of health, he would go on to continue to practice his profession as a notary, however, until at least 1726. We don't have his actual date of death, but his last contract signed by him was August 10, 1726. At the very least, he would have made it to 78 years of age, which is remarkable. Etienne's registry is kept at the National, at the Archives Judiciaires du Québec, which is the provincial archives. Our fille du roi died on the 1st of September, 1738, at the amazing age of 85. She's buried at the cemetery of Ange-Gardien. Although we do not know for sure that Etienne is buried there, my gut tells me that this amazing couple, who were married for all over 50 years, will be buried together. In the town of Ange-Gardien, there's a monument to the first pioneers, and in Saint-Jacques is listed there. I have circled his name in red. And although Our Lady, our Jeanne Frassel's name is not there, we know that she is behind his success. What a remarkable story of two people who were born just a few miles apart, found their way to each other, didn't get it right away, but eventually joined their lives together. Their contribution to this small part of Quebec and to the bigger part of New France is truly amazing. And with that, I bid you adieu. We will see you on slide, I think we're getting to slide number 30 next time in our series. Until then, au revoir.